Welcome to the Hugh Jackson Show, brought to you by State Farm. Nathan Skurr, alongside the head coach of the Cleveland Browns, Hugh Jackson. And coach, obviously last week didn't go how anybody wanted it to go, but it seemed like people were angry about it, which is good. How have they responded this week in practice?
I think you said it. I mean, our team is very resilient. I think we were disappointed in our performance to do that in front of our fans and our stadium. We've come back and guys have worked extremely hard. We know we have another opportunity to correct this against the New York Jets, and we're looking forward to playing a good game this week.
And some of your young guys came out and made pretty strong statements. Jabril Peppers was not at all okay with what happened, said you don't let people come into your house and do that. Is it good to see kind of that leadership bubbling up from your young guys? And DeShone Kizer said the same thing as well.
Absolutely. I think that's where it starts. You know, obviously we're a young football team, but I think these young guys that are playing, they understand that in our house, those things shouldn't happen. And those guys are the guys that are on the field playing. And as I told our team, the only guys that can do anything about this is our players. And that's what they have to take care of.
Well, we referenced two young guys. I know there's been a young guy you've been waiting and waiting and waiting to see, and it sounds like we finally will see him against the Jets. Mm-hmm. Myles Garrett, how has he been this week in practice?
He's been great. He's itching to get out there and play. You know, he's had a good week. He had a good week last week. We did get very close to putting him out there. Thought it was best. Let's wait one more week. He's going to have an opportunity to make his debut, and hopefully he'll go out and play well.
Is he going to be able to kind of free up the defense? Because coming into this game, we lead the league in blitz percentage. Having a guy like Myles Garrett back, does that kind of take the onus off maybe trying to manufacture pressure?
Absolutely. I think we've had to do what we've needed to do to try to get pressure. Having him makes it a little bit different. You can do some different things in your four-man rush. You don't have to blitz as much. You can create some other dynamic things and pass coverage now. So I know Coach Williams will take great advantage of him.
How does he help the other people on the defensive line as well?
Well, I think because of his initial quickness and his speed and his strength, he's going to push certain things now to Emmanuel Ogbah, to Danny Shelton, to Cooley. So those guys, they're going to be excited that he's out there with them because he brings a different element to our defensive football team.
All right. Another new addition is the wide receiving core suffered an injury with Jordan Leslie. Bryce Treggs comes in, former Cal product, somebody near and dear to your heart. You sounded pretty excited about him. What does he bring to this team?
I really like Bryce. I liked him when he came out a year ago. Being down in at Cal's workout with Goff, I got a chance to see him. I know his dad personally. I recruited his dad a long time ago. But he has extreme quickness and suddenness, and he loves to compete. He knows how to catch the football. The game's not too big for him. So I think he brings another element to our football team.
With Kenny Britt nursing an injury, obviously wasn't able to practice on Wednesday or Thursday. How have the receivers kind of responded to, look, it's always next man up, and the two guys we thought were going to be there, Coleman and Britt, aren't? Everybody's got an opportunity to really, I think, seize a big role.
You said it. I mean, it is next man up. We need somebody to step up and make plays, and I truly believe they will because that's what we have to do. It's the National Football League, and if you have a jersey on and you're suited up that day, you got to contribute to the team. So there's a group of guys, obviously spearheaded by Ricardo and obviously Rashard. Those guys got to continue to play better, and then the other guys that play for us, they got to continue to step up.
One of the things you said this week is, look, I believe in Isaiah Crowell. We haven't been in the situations to give him the ball. One of the reasons you believe in him, because he can rip off big runs. And let's take a look at one of those now in our play walkthrough.
Absolutely.
In the backfield, Crowell. Shotgun snap. First down. Here's Kizer giving. Crowell running. 25 left side. 20 inside the 20. He's down to the 17-yard line. And a first down at the Bengals 17. Brought down by safety George Iloka. He got 14. Now that's more like it.
All right, Coach, here we are setting the scene here. It's going to be a nice run by Isaiah Crowell. Pre-snap, you send Njoku in motion. What are you looking at here?
Well, we're trying to disguise to the defense and try to make them play a certain coverage. We want to get them in cover three or cover one. So David's going to come down. He's going to act like he's coming towards the end, and he's going to arc out and block that strong safety in that situation. Obviously, the quarterback's going to read the defensive end. We're pushing on the backside, and we're trying to create some double teams. And so you'll see the double team between Kevin and Sean over there on the right.
Yep.
You see the defensive end. So we put the end kind of in a bind because he doesn't know if the tight end's going to crack him or is he's going to go past him. So here he goes past him, like I said, to go block the defensive end. The quarterback, DeShone, does a good job of reading it, handing the ball to Crowell. Crowell runs through an arm tackle over there on the left side and obviously into the secondary.
So let's take a look at this now from the end zone view, because one of the things when you notice, he talked about the double team blocks, but nobody blocks the defensive end because he has to, that's Deshaun's read, right?
Yes.
That's why they call it a read option.
Absolutely. So as you see, there's a double team between the center and the left guard, a double team between the right guard and the right tackle. Joe Thomas is the only single block. So we read the defensive end, as you just mentioned. And as you see, Crow is able to jump around it, get in a crease, and keep running.
And so if the defensive end crashes down, if he runs immediately in there, that's when you keep it. And
absolutely.
You go
and you run right out the back door and follow the tight end down the field.
It's amazing, isn't it, though? It looks like this is the hole.
Uh-huh.
And yet this is where he ends up. How
absolutely
quickly those things close in the
just
National Football League.
How fast it happens, as you can see right there. It looked like that's a hole, and then you have to get right around it, and away you go.
All right, 14 yards. Hopefully we see more of that this Sunday, and you'll see more of the Hugh Jackson Show next.
Coming up next on the Hugh Jackson Show, Matt Wilhelm catches up with the Browns' leading sack master, Emmanuel Agba.
My goal this year is to get sacks, you know, help the team win games. But, you know, things not going our way right now, but we just got to keep getting better.
Welcome back to the Hugh Jackson Show. Nathan Zagura, the head coach of the Cleveland Browns, Hugh Jackson, and Coach Emmanuel Agba. He seems to want to face the Bengals every single week. The majority of his career sacks against this Bengals team. Why does he own the Bengals?
I wish I had the answer to that, but he played extremely well last week. Obviously, starting a game, getting the strip sack fumble recovery was outstanding for a football team. I thought last week he played extremely well throughout the game. So that's really good to see. And especially with Miles coming back, you know, we get a little duo going there. And there's some good things that can happen.
They call that the trifecta, the sack, the strip, and the fumble recovery.
Yes.
And Emmanuel Agba talks about that in the Northeast Ohio BMW Center's Play Walkthrough.
Hey, it's Matt Wilhelm here with Browns defensive end Emmanuel Agba. Unfortunate loss last week to the Cincinnati Bengals, but I want to dive into the trifecta. The sack, the forced fumble, and the recovery. What was it like to get that?
It felt good getting to him finally, but yeah, most importantly, I was trying to go for that ball, trying to create a chain, you know, make something happen, but that's what I was doing the whole game.
Let's dive exactly into the play. So it's 2nd and 7 after a short run by the Bengals. Andy Dalton drops back to pass. Just walk us through the move. As you said, you reach out with your left hand, you know, knock the ball out of his hands, and then you see it on the ground, you jump on it. Walk us exactly through, because it seemed like it was all a little bit of a bull rush for you.
Yeah, so I got off the ball, and I tried to put my hands on the offensive lineman, so he knocked it down, so it kind of just turned into a bull. And so he kind of grabbed my face mask, and all of a sudden, and I saw the ball at the corner of my eye, so I just threw my hand out there and knocked it out. And I just saw the ball rolling, and I'm surprised nobody got on, so I just ran and just dove on it. So.
Awesome. Well, again, great play. And then I guess, is that really the ultimate, you know, for you, getting around the edge, getting your first sack, but to make the impact that you want to make in your second year for the Cleveland Browns?
Oh, yeah, most importantly, you know, my goal this year is just get sacks, you know, help the team win games, even though we haven't won any games yet. But, you know, things not going our way right now, but we just got to keep getting better.
Winning games is also why I believe Greg Williams was brought here to be the defensive coordinator. How has it been year one for you with Greg Williams as your coordinator and his expectations for you as a player?
Oh, it's been good. You know, he expects a lot out of us. Oh, he definitely gets on you, you know, if you're not doing something right. You know, he comes to you and says, hey, come on, I know you better than this.
Walk us through, for you personally, how much reassurance there is to have your hand on the ground, playing a true defensive end position like you did back in college, as opposed to kind of being back and forth between a two-point and a three-point stance in a 3-4 scheme.
It's definitely better. My whole life, I played my hand on the ground. It's good going back to that, you know, and rushing off the edge. You know, that's what I've been doing. That's my bread and butter. That's what I'm good at. So.
And the one thing that we potentially get this week against the New York Jets is Myles Garrett, the number one overall pick, back in uniform. Fingers are crossed. How are you going to benefit from having him on the other side?
Oh, it's definitely going to boost everybody's morale up. He's going to create a lot of double teams. You know, they're going to have to pay attention to him. So somebody's got to get home. Somebody's got to be one-on-one. So.
And you hope it's you.
Yeah, I hope it's me.
Well, man, congratulations on the trifecta, and good luck against the Jets.
Thank you.
Coach, it's now back-to-back games with a sack for Emmanuel Agba, but he's also near the league leaders in tackles for loss as a defensive end. Is he becoming kind of a complete player that can play the run but also get to the quarterback?
Absolutely. You know, he's really starting to grow in our system. Again, Coach Williams has put a lot on his plate over there playing at defensive end. We asked him to do several things extremely well, play to run, be able to rush the passer, and obviously get those tackles for losses as well. So he's really answered the bell, and I think he's getting better.
That's good. And as we talked about earlier, Miles Garrett will only help give that duo maybe a meeting at the quarterback, they like to call that. We'll have more meetings with you here as the Hugh Jackson Show rolls on.
Next on the Hugh Jackson Show, team captain Christian Kirksey chats with our Justin Fox.
I feel like it's my responsibility to go out there and step up and be that vocal leader and also go out there and, you know, make the plays when need be.
Welcome back to the Hugh Jackson Show. Nathan Zagura alongside the head coach here, Cleveland Browns, Hugh Jackson, and Coach Christian Kirksey, a captain, a guy who's out there every snap. What does he mean to this defense and this team?
Well, he means a lot to me personally, first and foremost. He's always done a great job in the locker room with our younger players, with the veteran players, and he's a true football player. He loves the game. He sleeps, eats football, and that's what you like about him. But he's done a really good job of playing in our system. I think he understands all the ins and outs of what Coach Williams is trying to accomplish with our linebackers, and he's one of the leaders of, obviously, of our football team.
Absolutely, and he sits down with our Dustin Fox in the Universal Windows Player Spotlight.
Dustin Fox here with Browns linebacker Christian Kirksey. Christian, another week's in the books. How you feeling?
Well, I'm feeling pretty good body-wise. Mm-hmm. You know, I'm healthy. But, you know, we need to win games. And that's what I'm focused on. So this week, we had another opportunity to go against the Jets.
Yeah.
And hopefully come out with a win.
Now, you're a captain for the first time. And now, more than ever, they need your leadership on this team. Do you feel like you have to bring it?
Yeah, just being, you know, one of the guys who've been on this defense the longest, I feel like it's my responsibility to go out there and step up and be that vocal leader and also go out there and, you know, make the plays when need be. So the guys are pushing me forward to be that guy. And, you know, I'm just taking full responsibility of that and just trying to go out there and lead my team to a victory.
Hey, D, y'all already know what time it is.
Go!
Hey, three and out, turnover. Look, this is the thing. I ain't see that he was right next to me,
double
bro.
Pass right in your
hell
face.
Yeah.
Great job.
Damn. Yeah. They pulled in front of me. So I'm looking at the quarterback. I'm like, oh, shuffle. He shuffled it right when I was right there.
I know.
Awesome. You've been real passionate with the fans here in Cleveland.
Let's go! Yeah! Yeah! We need God tonight, baby!
What do you think about the fans in Cleveland?
The Dog Pound is, in my opinion, one of the loudest stadiums to play in. You know, when we out there on defense and we need a third down stop, you know, the crowd is right behind us. And I feel like, you know, we use that to our advantage. And that's like actually having an extra player out there. So, you know, I think our fans, you know, they're loyal. They stick right behind us. And now it's time for us to bring a win to the city.
There's been a movement lately in the National Football League with some of the social injustice in this country. And you have been right at the forefront of it, very passionate about it.
Well, you know, just being a leader on this football team, I also want to be a leader off the field. And we have a lot of, you know, social inequalities going on. For me, just being that leader and just having that mentality, having that personality, I feel like it's my responsibility to go out into my community, you know, and be somewhat of a light. We see the struggles that's going on in the community, especially in Northeast Ohio. You know, it's our job to police each other. It's our job to, you know, encourage one another. That's what I'm all about. And I just want to see people in their community just helping. And I think that's what these players on the team is about as well.
That's good stuff, Christian. Let's talk about this game, specifically the Jets coming into First Energy here on Sunday. Your old teammate Josh McCown's the quarterback. What's that going to be like on Sunday?
Oh man, I've learned a lot from Josh. I really looked up to him as a football player and as a person, and you know, so we share a good relationship. So it's going to be kind of funny just going against him. But when we in the white lines and he has on that green and white, you know, he's my opponent, so I got to treat him as that.
And finally, we may see the young rook, Miles Garrett, on Sunday. What sort of impact is that going to have on the defense?
You know, Miles is a game changer, man. Just going out there and just having the feel of, you know, his presence, you know, in practice, it's just night and day. So I don't know the status of Miles, but if we do play Sunday, I think he'd be impactful for us and be a great player for us.
Appreciate the time, Christian. Good luck.
Appreciate you.
Coach Christian Kirksey last year was among the league leaders in tackles. This year has shown he can get to the quarterback, he can cover. What does he need to do, in your mind, to become one of the great linebackers in this league?
I think just keep doing what he's doing. I think the key to him making that next jump is our whole defensive unit making that next jump. And he'll be a big reason for that. Obviously, I think when we get everybody back out there and playing as a unit, I think you'll really start to see how good I think our defense can be.
All right, we want to see that defensive improvement against the Jets on Sunday, and we turn the page to the Jets when we return on the Hugh Jackson Show.
We're going to wrap it up on the Hugh Jackson Show with a look at the Browns and the Jets and the keys to victory.
Welcome back to the Hugh Jackson Show. Nathan Zagura, alongside the head coach of the Cleveland Browns, Hugh Jackson. And coach, now it's all about the Jets. We move forward week five, another opportunity for this football team. Now it's a familiar face coming in leading the Jets, Josh McCown. What do you think about Josh McCown, the guy? I know you love him.
Absolutely.
And how do you go out there and stop him?
Well, obviously, first and foremost, you know my respect for Josh. And he's a tremendous football player. He's doing a great job for them. He's completing over 70% of his passes. Obviously, he got two wins under their belts, and he's done a good job of, I think, stabilizing their offensive football team. It's hard to know exactly what to do to Josh because, obviously, they're going to do different things with him. They're running the football extremely well. That's first and foremost. We got to try to make this football team one-dimensional and see if we can get Josh to give us the ball a couple of times. And I think that's the only way you slow this offense down. We got to eliminate the run. We got to pressure the quarterback, and we got to find a way to get him to turn the ball over.
So far, the Browns only allowing 3 yards per carry, third best in the NFL, but Josh completing 70% of his passes and getting it out faster than any quarterback in the league, 2.19 seconds. So you got to try to get there in a real big hurry, I would say, if you want to get to Josh McCown.
You do. They're running a lot of RPOs, run pass options. Yep. So the ball's coming out, like you said, extremely quick. We got to do a great job of it. Even if we can't put our hands on him, we got to bat down balls. We got to do everything we can to disturb his rhythm so that we'll have a chance to play really good defense this weekend.
Now, the Browns are in the middle of the pack when it comes to total defense in terms of yards per game, 16th overall. But in the red zone, that's where the struggles have happened. What have you guys seen on tape, and how do you clean that up in the scoring area?
Well, I think we've made it a huge emphasis, you know, over the last couple of weeks to do a better job of making sure that all of our jobs are taken care of down there. You know, it's really, truly still about the fundamentals of football, making sure you stay in your gaps, put your eyes on your man, finish the play. And we had done a pretty good job of that early. Obviously, those things have kind of not been like we like them to be, but I think we'll get back to playing Browns defensive football here pretty soon.
When you are on offense in this game, given that they've been so good against pass, not as good against the run so far, is this a week that we're really going to try to get the crow going and take over the game?
We have to. You know, our biggest issue has been we've fallen behind in the second quarter really far. So, you know, normally you like to be able to run the ball. You know, you throw the ball to score, you run to win. And we need to maybe reverse that thought process and really just start running the ball and see if we can make somebody stop us from doing it. And if we do get down a little bit, let's not worry about the score. Let's see if we can keep chipping away and see if we can tire these other teams out.
Obviously, last week for Deshaun, it was a big point of emphasis not to turn over the football. Mm-hmm. This week, you know, he did a pretty good job of that last week. You could look at that turnover and say, maybe not his fault there. What's the big point of emphasis for him this week?
I think that will always be the emphasis because I think that's the key to winning games in our league. You know, you can't turn it over, and our defense has to get turnovers. And when we have opportunities to score, we're in the scoring zone, you got to score. You know, and obviously we want touchdowns. We will settle for field goals if we can get those two. But when we have opportunity to make plays, we have to make them. And he is a huge catalyst of that.
Absolutely. We hope we see a lot of those plays, a lot of touchdowns, and a big Browns win this Sunday.
Absolutely.
All right. Thanks so much for the time, Coach.
Thank you.
And thank you, everybody, for being with us. Don't forget, Browns Countdown will get you set for the Browns and the Jets this Sunday at First Energy Stadium, 11 a.m. on News 5. Thanks for watching another edition of the Hugh Jackson Show.